It's BMAZ and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right, BMAZ and Beamer with you on a Wednesday morning here on WBEN. How's it going, Joe?
It's been a long time since I rocked and rolled.
Has it?
Not really.
Speaking of, Garth Brooks' new tour on sale date coming up a week from this Friday. A week from this Friday, 10 a.m.
So upset.
Why?
I can't go. I'm upset that I'm going to miss the concert.
You can't go to the show? Why?
I'm going to be in North Carolina. I'm going to be at the beach with the family.
Oh, that's...
I've seen Garth twice.
I'd rather be there. Yeah, I mean, you've seen him before.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I want to hear any of his new stuff. But it's...
That's a first world problem if I've ever heard one. I'm so upset I'm going to be on vacation on the beach. Yeah, I feel terrible for you, Joe.
But he puts, like I said when we first talked about it, he puts a great show on, and I'm sure it's going to be one of the more memorable concerts at the stadium.
June 17th, 10 a.m. Make sure you have your Ticketmaster login ready to buy those tickets. Debate last night, Joe. Which probably flew under the radar of everybody.
I host Hardline and didn't even know it was happening. Maybe I shouldn't admit that.
But the Democratic challengers and the governor herself, everyone vying for that Democratic nomination in the primary for governor on the stage yesterday, where, you know, they asked the important questions.
Do you believe in ghosts? Mr. Williams, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Pretty wings, oh, pretty wings.
That sounds just like it.
I couldn't tell you if it did or not, but pretty good. Jumaane Williams there. I mean, he's hitting those notes? Is that good enough for your vote?
I mean, if I were allowed to vote in that primary, yeah. I mean, I'd like to hear, as a fan of karaoke, I'd hear more karaoke at these debates.
But, Joe, we're on to something here. Jumaane Williams, you heard right there, Tom Suozzi, the governor as well, debating on the stage last night. And, you know, I say that jokingly. There was a lot of, you know, quote-unquote serious stuff before then. But Joe, I can't help but think you get the most out of what happens at the end. You said, you know, hey, everyone do karaoke.
Yeah.
Maybe it would say a little bit about yourself. How, you know, your song choice, how out there you go. Maybe that tells you more than, you know, some sort of pre-cooked up response to a question you knew you were getting.
Right. Or do people just like the fake, phony politician? Well, because at a debate, that's what you would get at the end.
But I love, you know, they threw out some questions at the end. Here's another example.
In one word, and we'll start with Mr. Williams. What is the one thing you simply cannot live without besides your family?
One word.
My love of theater and acting.
Okay. Now you hear that? I understand the answer. But one word.
Yeah.
Twice.
Theater.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
My love of theater and acting. That is six words.
Six words.
So, you know, didn't quite follow along. Let's keep it going.
Ms. Huckle.
My Bible.
Closer.
Yep.
Not quite.
Yep, right.
Mr. Suozzi.
I'd probably have to say my phone.
Yeah, okay, I'll forgive it. The last two are fit
Bible
in the long
phone.
Word. So, all right, you know, first person can't follow directions.
Right.
The Bible, okay, that's a, you know, solid politician response right there from the governor. What do you think of a phone? I think that's pretty revealing.
That's an honest answer.
Tom Suozzi saying the phone. Now, Joe, this continues. I thought it was very interesting here.
The next question goes to you, Governor. What's your absolute number one biggest pet peeve? One word.
You can't be a couple words?
Okay, go for a couple.
All right, you know, one word. We're failing the one word test here.
Yeah, we are.
We're talking to politicians on the stage here behind podiums.
And you know what part of that is? Because the first guy said, my love of... The other two said, well, I have to get some words in.
Yeah.
You know?
Can't be outworded. Don't want to be outworded. But all right, so the one word, we're throwing that out.
We're throwing it out.
But listen to the answer here.
I'll give you on this. You could have three words. People talking on cell phones, on airplanes when they should be turned off, or other places disrupting the peace and quiet of other travelers.
So Joe, right after Tom Suozzi said the one thing he can't live without is his phone,
yeah.
The direct question after, what annoys you? People on their phones. And everyone, I mean, that's a great answer in the context of everything that's going on there.
She did very well on her feet with that answer, right? Hey, I heard what Suozzi said. Guess what? Here we go. This isn't the fun portion of the debate. I'm going after that answer.
I like it. I'm coming away from this, Joe, and I was thinking about this morning. I kind of like this and think you learn a little bit more.
Yes.
Than by the actual debate stuff. Because the debate stuff, you kind of get, I don't know, the same stuff over and over again. You don't really get too much good. Listen, Randy just played this. This is, they were talking about the deal announced for a new Bills stadium.
We asked for $1 billion to be put in for gun violence prevention. What we got was $1 billion for a billionaire stadium that hired her husband.
Now, hang on a second. That's Jumaane Williams. Now, he's going out and he's making a comment about the governor's husband, Bill right. Hochul, who works as an attorney for Delaware North, a concessionaire. He said, as part of his debate answer, that no, we spent $1 billion, false, to build a stadium. You know, not entirely true, but okay, we're sticking with the one word theme of things. That's going to hire her husband. Well, that's the whole statement is just completely inaccurate.
Right.
But the moderators don't jump in and, you know, say, well, hold on a second. He went on to say something about how, well, every economist says a stadium doesn't pay for itself. Well, how is that at all? And we've talked about that on, you know, over yeah. and over and over again on this show. How does that apply to here? Can you say something relevant to the actual deal you're talking about? No? You're still going with the talking point that someone would have said 6 years ago
right.
when talking about the stadium.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with it. But now you go and say something completely false. And notice what doesn't happen there. You don't have one of these moderators jumping in and saying, well, you know, to, you know, clarification here. Or could you go on about that? Because I don't believe that to be true. You know, how do you know that,
right.
you know, that $1 billion stadium is hiring her. We don't even know if Delaware North is going to run concessions for the new stadium.
It's not a done
they
deal.
They might.
Yeah.
It's not, that hasn't been decided yet. But they're not doing that because we saw what happened in the presidential debates. When a moderator does do that and interrupts somebody who says something completely untrue, then the next day everyone's saying, well, the moderator did a terrible job. He kept interrupting the so it's a no-win. So what's the solution, Joe? You start asking the real questions.
Do you believe in ghosts? Mr. Williams, what's your go-to karaoke song?
I think that's the only way we go forward with debates.
We find out who running is a real person.
But you're not going to get... when you ask questions about these issues that everybody knows what's coming, I mean, you're going to get the canned response. Yeah, you're going to get something that everybody who's watching this, and by the way, because if you're watching this debate at this level, you are in it. I mean, you know who these people are. You followed it along. You know their talking points, and you know that what they said there is nothing different from what you've already heard. So you're not really learning that much more information. They go back and forth a little bit, but it's kind of the same stuff over and over again. There's nothing really of substance, and apparently you're just allowed to say whatever you want and nobody's going to stop you.
Exactly. Hey, you want to know what the candidate's going to say at the debate? Go on their website. You want to know what Tom Suozzi said yesterday? Hey, here's for a show plug, Brian. You want to know what Tom Suozzi said yesterday's debate? Just listen to what he said on Hardline. It's a lot shorter.
If you really want to know about a candidate, tell them, hey, you have one word, and see if they can follow a simple instruction.
No politician can do that. No politician. No politician will literally answer with just one word. It always has to have a, well, I'll do that. Well, I have to say. It will always be, how much airtime can I get? But by the way, this debate, and hey, you know, no offense to CBS2 or our sister station, WCBS 880 in New York. Nothing, no needle moved because of last night's primary debate. Just saying.
I don't know if more and more people hear the karaoke or, you Maybe. Know, that back and forth over a phone. I think that was pretty good.
I feel like, though, with primaries in both parties, people are already pretty stuck with who they're going to vote for. But, I mean, that's Joe Beamer saying that. And like I said, until Brian played a clip this morning, I didn't even know there was a debate.
Yeah. But I like it. I like the funky, you know, back and forth there at the end.
You get to see the person.
I think you'll learn a little bit more. And hey, we got to that karaoke. I've seen worse, heard worse.
Yeah, you've heard me sing karaoke.
Joe, something else we were talking about this morning is the new concept for Taco Bell. They finally opened this. We actually talked about this a few months ago. But their newest type of restaurant is, I think we, talking about it off the air, it's best described as a mix between, you said a bank, and I said, yes, but, so you put that modernish building and make it look like Lackawanna City Hall.
Yes.
Right? Just a building on stilts.
A better developed Lackawanna City Hall.
A less ugly.
Yes.
Which is amazing because we're talking about a Taco Bell here.
That's right.
That we can't, you know, have a better design than Taco Bell. But anyways, Taco Bell's new location ditches the dining room, has four separate drive-through lanes instead. It's in a Minneapolis suburb. The goal is to basically put an emphasis on picking up online orders and then the drive-through too.
Yeah.
No dining room at all. It's got a funky type of drive-in. Kitchens on the top of a two-story building, and the orders are basically, like a bank sent down the tube.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, Brian, we're calling it a drive-through, but only one lane is for the drive-through. The other three are for online pickup. So as you said, that emphasis on pickup. There's only one little speaker to order. The other three are, hey, you ordered this on the app, it's right here ready for you.
So it got me thinking, this was back in 2020. Taco Bell came out with this. They're debuting their Go Mobile concept, reducing the size of all their dining rooms. They're using more and more drive-through lanes, hoping to get customers, you know, even when they go in, you're going to see a digital kiosk. You can still order from somebody, but you can just type in your order on the screen if you want to and stand there and wait. And, you know, I was thinking, I feel like that's a really smart idea for Taco Bell, and not just Taco Bell. Anything you would define as traditional fast food. Because who sits in the dining room at anything traditionally defined as fast food? And does it change from place to place? Because now I remember as a kid, maybe you'd go in. And actually, McDonald's was making this push, right? They redesigned their dining rooms. They put some TVs. It kind of felt like an airport.
Yeah.
Almost. You know, have your coffee. Take in the news. Which is just hilarious that you were formerly known as the happiest place on earth, right, McDonald's?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now you're putting the news on, which seems to run not in concert with each other. But now it's all about speed and getting out. I remember sitting down, you go into a McDonald's or something like that as a kid. You might sit down to eat. But really, never since I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, when's the last time you went to one of these places and actually sat down? Who sits down at a fast food restaurant inside the actual restaurant?
Yeah, you know, Brian, that's a tough one to answer. I remember going to a birthday party at a McDonald's. So, I mean, those days I think are completely over. I don't know, though. The last time I sat at
Sounds awesome.
McDonald's birthday?
Oh, yeah. Jungle Gym inside?
Well, it was the one in Hornell, New York, so they didn't have the play place. But it was a popular destination for birthdays there in Steuben County. The last time I sat at a fast food place would have had to been coming back from a tech trip, and you know, quickly eating. But we were the only people in the dining room. You know, one place that I do see people eating, Brian, of all fast food places, and I walk into a lot picking up orders, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A usually has people in the dining room. It's the only place that I can think of. I never see anyone sitting at a McDonald's, at a Burger King, at a Taco Bell. Never.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, full of people sitting.
I'm thinking the things that would be a little bit different that would throw a wrench in that, and a few things came to mind. Someone actually just texted one in. Someone said, "Show place then to Mighty after 3 hours of rocking out," and that, you know, that is the teenager thing to do, right? You go out somewhere to a show. Mighty Taco is open late, and you just kind of debrief, so to speak, at a Mighty Taco. You grab a burrito, you'd sit down, and catch your breath before you went out and did whatever else. You were hungry, and you know that was a place to hang out, right? If you're a teenager, so that is one of them that I was thinking of. The other is just if you're on a road trip. You're on a road trip. You're out stretching your legs. I don't like to eat in the car, you know, if I'm already in the car for so long. And just, you know, getting the car messy with that, too. Yeah, it's not a problem for you. It's already in that. I remember the first time I got in your car, I'm like, where do I put my feet? Well, it was just
my car is a lot cleaner than it was then.
You had enough plastic bottles on the floor of the passenger seat to, you know, clog the Atlantic.
I mean... Yes, but I have gotten a little better now because I do deliver food in it. But no, I'm not known for keeping a clean car. I'm on the mindset, and if we didn't take my dad's car to Virginia Tech games, we would never stop to eat. Because I'm on the mindset, let's get there as fast as we can, okay? We don't need to stop. Let's stop to get gas, go to the bathroom, get a snack, back on the road. So sitting down completely, in my opinion, just slows down for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a certain type of road trip. You know, the ones that I think most people take a little bit longer. You know, if I'm going from here to Cleveland, I'm not stopping anywhere, you know, in between, or here to, you know, Pittsburgh or somewhere within the 4 hour range or something like that. You're probably not stopping anywhere.
Right.
But if you are stopping or you have kids, you're stopping, you're getting out.
Yeah.
And you're stretching your legs a little bit. You're getting out of the car and you're finding a place to sit down. And that's pretty much the only time I can think that you're sitting down somewhere. So unless you're a fast food place located right next to a highway,
right?
I feel like this is a pretty good idea to just strip away the dining room once and for all and just, you know, basically just order up. Boom, 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 boom. You're dishing out food. You're not worried about anything else.
Right. Yeah. No need to have someone go out there and clean the dining area, you know, maintain the fountain drink machine. I think this is a great, and I think this really, Brian, is the future, because another thing that goes on top of that, and it's different, but when's the last time you've walked into a place and ordered? Like, I order all my stuff online and then go pick it up. Chipotle, I can't remember the last time I went through a line in Chipotle. It was before the pandemic.
I still do it all the time.
It was before the pandemic. Order online, it's right there on the shelf most of the time when I get there, and I'm on my way.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. Every once in a while, I can order something online. For the most time, I order it when I'm there. A few reasons. One,
all right,
they're making it. You're right there. You get the order. You're telling them what you want on the order. You're picking it up right after it's made. You can see if it's made right instead of grabbing a bag that's taped shut. You show up at home, and then all of a sudden, something's wrong. Two, I mean, if I order something online, and it's happened once, and then, you know, now I will go in and order something. I don't eat there typically, but I go in and order something, because if you go in and order, then, you know, the food might not have been made right then and there, but it's being assembled right then and there, and it's hot, generally speaking. You order something online, well, they make it, and then when are you picking that up? 20 minutes later? 15 minutes later? And then, what, you're taking it home? Then after, there's another 10. By the time you get home with that, there's no way that's hot or cold. If you're getting French fries, forget about it. It's not happening. So I'm definitely ordering in person, but I don't know if I need the dining room. What do you think? 803-0930. Join us here. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
And we are back here, WBEN, B-Maz and Beamer. Hope everyone's having a nice Wednesday. We're talking about the new way the fast food might look. Taco Bell unveiling its new concept restaurant, which is basically a restaurant on stilts. Now, not every restaurant's going to go this far, where it's basically a huge drive-through. You go underneath, they shoot the food down to you. Maybe even through the sunroof. I don't know. They should have a sunroof lane. But no, it's the idea is there's no dining room. You're going through. You ordered online. You're picking it up in your car. You're speeding off, or you're parking somewhere and eating. And I think it's going to catch on because I can't think of a lot of times you're sitting inside a fast food place to actually eat. When is the last time you did that? 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN. John in Cheektowaga, you're on WBEN. Do you sit inside to eat at fast food restaurants?
What you guys, because you're working on C, is the retirees between probably 9 in the morning to about noon. They're sitting around drinking their coffee and solving the problems of the world.
Now, John, important question. Where do you see this?
I've seen it at, and I've participated in McDonald's.
Okay.
And I've seen it at a lot of Tim Hortons.
You know, John, I was going to say, Tim Hortons is one place where you do see people. They have their coffee. They're meeting up. I have seen that more.
I don't count that as fast food, though.
Yeah, that's coffee.
That's my the McDonald's one is a good one, John. That's what we were talking about before, where, you know, McDonald's a while ago, before now, everyone's just like, all right, don't even sit down, get in, pick up your food, get out of here. They were trying to make it a little more welcoming, like a coffee house type of feel. Is that like on the regular? You're going inside, you're hanging out, and you're sipping on a cup of coffee?
Absolutely. Me and my buddies have been doing it for quite a while.
Now, let me ask, if fast food restaurants, if your McDonald's, your places like that, said, all right, we're doing away with the dining room, would you just stop doing that, or would you find somewhere else?
Oh, find someplace else.
That's okay. That's good to know. Hey, John, thanks for the call. Why I asked where, right, is because I thought he was going to say Tim Hortons, Dunkin' Donuts, you name the coffee place. And I think that's very different than fast food place. It's, and you can be a fast food place that tries to be
a
coffee
place.
Right. I put McDonald's kind of in there. They tried to do that in some places. You can see, like, hey, we're McCafe too.
That's right. McCafe, yeah.
Hang out here. But the I put that in a separate area because a coffee place is a place, I think, where you are sitting down, even though it's not like a diner breakfast or you're sitting down to eat necessarily. If you're going to a place for a coffee and a donut, you might be sitting at the counter at Paula's or something. You might grab something at the counter at Tim Hortons and then take a seat, because that is the time of day. You know, people like to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you're just starting your day. Maybe you're by yourself. You're reading the news. You're catching up on things. You're getting a head start. I put that, though, in a separate category. It kind of depends on what you define as fast food. Because someone, you know, on our text board, you get a few different answers. Hey, places like Ted's, dining room's always full. I don't consider that fast food.
No, not in the summer, at least.
Right, but it's a different feel. You go there, you order, you watch it.
Right.
You know, be made. You kind of go through the process. They make it right there for you, and you want it hot off the grill. I typically, when I'm going to a place like that, and I'll put pretty much all of those places where, you know, someone's mentioning Moe's or Chipotle, the burrito places. Any of these ones where you're going down the line, you're telling, ooh, I want that, I want this, this topping, or whatever. I don't really consider that fast food.
No, I mean, I am noticing it less at places like Chipotle and Moe's because, again, you walk into those places, the shelf is full of orders, of takeout orders before the pandemic. But, yes, people are eating there more than I see people eating at McDonald's. But, obviously, right now people are at McDonald's.
To me, fast food is you have a drive-through window.
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
That is fast food to me. If you are, you know, doing the thing where they're making the food right in front of you or assembling it, you kind of go through the line, you tell them what you want like that, instead of just placing your order, wait here, it'll be right out.
Yeah.
That, I don't think that's really fast food to me. That's why, you know, Mighty Taco, Taco Bell, fast food, Moe's, Chipotle, I would say is not. Right. And both of those have drive-thrus. So if you have a drive-thru, I think you can, you're kind of considered fast food. And if you have a drive-thru, I think most people are using that option.
Yes. Yes.
Because to me, there's no reason to go in to a fast food place if they're making everything behind the counter. You can't see it. There's not really a big reason
to get out of your car.
Yeah. I mean, you're not watching them made. You're not saying, ooh, you know, I like some of that. You know, you're not, oh, can I have a little bit more than what you just put on? Or, oh, no tomato, thank you. You're not doing that.
Right.
All that's done either before or after the fact. You got to turn around and hear, you know, this is messed up and not exactly what I wanted. So what's the reason of getting out and doing that and, you know, dining in and all that stuff?
No, exactly. I will say with a place like Taco Bell, though, if you ordered online, not to sit in the drive-thru, just go in because they have it sitting on the counter and run back to your car. But yeah, I just don't think people are. I think this is the future of fast food.
You say that though, like, do you actually save time? If you were to order something online, you park, you walk in. Is that really different than just going through the drive-thru?
Have you seen the line at Taco Bell? Sometimes it is. Instead of getting a line that's looped around the building, I'm talking about if you order at lunchtime. If you're ordering at 2 in the afternoon, yeah, go through the drive-through. But if there's more than 3 cars in the drive-through, it's easier to walk in.
I like it being made. I like it being made when I'm ordering.
I get that.
Wouldn't more people kind of fall under that than the online ordering?
I think more people are online ordering than ordering in person.
I'm more pro drive-through than pro online ordering, yes. I think, for most things. Even though I would say I do online ordering more than the drive-thru.
I think more and more people are doing online ordering, and more people are going places that you would traditionally think of sit-down. Let's even look outside of fast food. Places that used to be known for their sit-down, people are ordering online, picking it up at a door, and taking it home.
Some of these comments are, someone said, grandchildren, you dine in. It's little kids.
Yes.
You dine in. And that's what the dining room's for. What I've done now, we don't really go and sit in. He does with his grandparents sometimes. So that's, but if you're with me and we're with our son, we don't really
Pick up and go
in.
Home.
Yeah. That's when you pick it up, you go home. And even if, you know, stand through the line and we'll order and everything, but then we're taking it home or something like that, just because it's a whole process sitting inside. I mean, sometimes we do, but most of the time it's taking it home. The other comment I love was this person who said, what about Arby's or Anderson's drive-thrus? Yet I don't think it's fast food. Excuse me, those are two very different.
Yeah. The only similarity is they start with A.
Those are two very... One is definitely fast food.
Arby's is fast food.
I don't, am I to take that somebody texted in and said, like, well, Arby's is a higher class than any of these? Because I certainly don't think so.
I mean, it does
Anderson's have... They do have a drive-thru.
They do?
At least some of their locations. Oh. But I would consider that along the lines more so of Ted, something like that, where you're not, it's not the same feel,
right,
as fast food.
Like, I think of Anderson's or Ted's, I think of, oh, it's summer, you know, especially the Anderson's on Main Street. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to get a meal, eat it outside, walk back to the ice cream window, get myself a little cone and walk home with it. So I think of those as, hey, that's.
But you could still be that and be fast food.
That's very true. But I think of Ted's and Anderson places as places that it's kind of the atmosphere. I think of them as more of summer. I can't remember the last time I went to an Anderson's or Ted's during the winter. Sorry, I'm not trying to say anything bad about that. It's just, to me, that's summer food.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You never eat a hot dog in the winter?
I'm not saying I never eat a hot dog in the winter. I can't remember the last time I went and got a hot dog in the winter.
But you think the atmosphere is part of it. And someone who just said, I think they were just comparing the roast beef again. There's no comparison.
Anderson, yeah.
That's not a comparison to be made. That's like comparing Steakums to Russell's. You know, it's like I guess technically they're the same word,
right?
But that's not the same thing.
No,
at all.
I would never put Arby's sauce on my beef on weck.
I am surprised with a lot of people who say they're eating inside fast food places. I guess not so much surprised at the amount of people, but surprised at the variety of reasons. Someone saying, I eat inside because I'm on the road for work. Okay, so it falls into the road trip, but not really.
You're on
a personal road trip.
Yeah.
That's you kind of getting away. Someone else saying, if I want to get away from the office, you know, don't want to just kind of do the same thing every day.
Yeah.
I don't have time to go sit down at a restaurant, but you can go somewhere, get something fast, break it up a little bit.
That makes sense.
And then head back. I consider that. Someone else saying Anderson's Teds, they consider fast casual. Is that an official? Have you heard that term before?
I forgot who it is that's saying they're fast casual. Like in a national place in a commercial.
I'm not sure, but that's the first I've heard of that one. Yeah. Fast casual.
I mean, all this talk of Teds and Anderson's, I think I know what I'm doing for lunch and dinner.
Are you going fast food or fast casual?
I'm going to hit Anderson's up for some ice cream and Ted's up for a hot dog. Probably in the opposite order. I'll probably get the hot dog first.
I don't know. You do one, you dip a hot dog inside the ice cream.
I mean,
be pretty good.
All I can think of now is a hot dog and a half and half. Half fries, half onion rings.
The other thing with the hot dog thing in the summer, a lot of that is, you know, it's the idea of like, it's a hot dog stand. Right?
Yeah.
More so than the hot dog restaurant.
Yeah, that's true.
So it just has a different feel. To your point, you know, you mentioned it's summer. It's just a different vibe, right? It's something you go and order and then you kind of hang out in the general area.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not inside the restaurant. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not a picnic bench right outside. Maybe it is. But you're in the general area. You're eating there. It's a certain atmosphere.
Yeah.
Then I don't know, you know, fast food, I don't know if it really has that anymore.
But to the point of not eating in a dining room, and I know, Brian, we're talking fast food, but you know what's returning to Buffalo? And I know how excited you are about this. A place that used to be, hey, you go there, you sit, you might do the lunch buffet, but now they're coming back exclusively takeout, Pizza Hut. A place that used to be known for the dining area.
Really? So that's coming back, but only as takeout?
Only the two locations that have been announced are small.
But it's the pizza version of fast food.
It is. But I think of, if you're in Buffalo, New York, like you're going to Pizza Hut for something like a lunch buffet. You're not going to, at least me personally, I think of all the great local pizza we have. I'm not going to a Pizza Hut just to take the pizza out. Part of it was that experience in the dining room.
Oh, yeah. You show them, I read 8 books, so
I get my personal pan pizza.
I need a little pizza. But no, it's the fast food version of pizza, especially here in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Now, it's not true everywhere else around. I mean, there's a lot of areas of the country outside of here.
Oh, yeah.
That might be the best pizza you can get.
Oh, that's a fancy night out.
But no, I've said it for forever. You don't go to Pizza Hut when you want pizza. You go to Pizza Hut when you want Pizza Hut.
It's very true.
It's very different than what pizza is. But it's kind of the... It's the pizza version of fast food. But there's one that I think, you know what? Maybe it falls in line with all the other fast food that we were talking about. Maybe not so much Burger King. I can't ever remember. But McDonald's, you know, McDonald's used to have, you were a kid, there might have been a reason why you're inside, because you're hanging out at, they got the big theme
pay
park.
Play place?
Not theme park. Yeah, play place inside.
Like, so, a smaller Discovery Zone.
Yeah, you went in there. You had a good time. You could be rolling around there. And there was kind of a reason for you to go inside. Some of these other places, right? It brought you in. Pizza Hut, I think, was one of those places. Whether it was the buffet or just kind of the experience of the place. I mean, it was not a bad place to eat. You'd sit down. It had its certain feel. All the dining rooms kind of felt the same.
Right.
And it was something to go in. Now, are you losing anything by it being strictly takeout? Because to your point, Joe, I don't think I've ever taken out a Pizza Hut pizza.
No. I mean, the last time I had a Pizza Hut pizza was... obviously, the lunch buffet. I mean, that college, that's where I would go once a week.
I've never in my life taken that out. It's always been something I've eaten inside the restaurant, kind of contrary to every other pizza place where you almost exclusively take it out and eat it at home.
I'm very interested to see how that's going to work out, because obviously all the local Pizza Huts, except for the ones in Target, closed. So now they're coming back in this takeout. I think it'll be very interesting, because Brian, I agree with you. I don't, like you said, I think Pizza Hut was one of those things, at least here in Buffalo, it was, you go in there, you're dining in. But we'll see. Maybe people want their stuffed crust pizza that bad.
I love the text. Pizza Hut is to pizzas, Arby's is to roast beef. And it's the same thing is said each way. I said, you don't go to pizza when you want Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut when you want pizza. You go to Pizza Hut when you want Pizza Hut. You don't go to Arby's when you want roast beef. You go to Arby's when you want Arby's.
Yeah, that's a great way
because
to put it.
It's not, I mean, that it doesn't taste anything like roast beef you make at home.
No.
It's, I don't know what the flavor is other than Arby's.
It's Arby's.
It's the only way you would describe it.
You put some Arby's sauce on it?
it's that. And that's a perfect analogy. That it's just its own little thing. And it's why, Joe, I think forever pizza would be way better than Domino's, you know, what's the Little Caesars, Papa John's, you know, any of these other like chain pizza places. Why Pizza Hut is always that step above is because it knew what it was.
Yes.
It wasn't pizza. It wasn't trying to be like a neighborhood pizzeria. It was Pizza Hut.
Yep.
Through and through, that's how it always was.
I agree. We'll see. It'll be very interesting for that return. But yeah.
I used to walk, you know, for the person who said Arby's way too expensive, I used to walk around, you know, back when I'm fresh out of college, you know, you have no money, but you'd be able to, in the mail once a month or every other week, you get the sheet of coupons.
Yes.
And I mean, that sheet of coupons had, like, you could feed a family of five for like $5 with some of those coupons. I would walk around. I remember, you know, driving between here and Rochester and, you know, doing all these things. I'd have the updated coupon sheet in my coat at all times. And, you know, anytime someone said, hey, what are we, I got to eat something. Like, hey, hang on a second. Goes the Velcro. I got just the thing right here. Unravel my sheet of paper. What do you want? What looks interesting to you?
Look at you, so frugal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had that all the time because, you know, you were always going to be kind of close to one.
Yeah.
Whether I was, whatever town I was in, and the coupons were good.
Do you still get those coupons? I notice I'm not getting as many
coupons
in the mail.
If I do now, I just toss them out. I definitely do get some sort of coupons. They go away. The only coupons I keep are the ones that are printed on like the actual newspaper type paper, because those I stick on the bottom of my chimney starter when I'm starting the grill.
Oh, look at you.
So if you are, you know, the like magazine style paper, just doesn't quite work as well, if you ask me.
Yeah. I gotta start looking for those coupons, because that's a great idea. I'm trying to be more frugal myself.
That's someone chimed in. All right, five sandwiches for $5. That's what it was. I mean, come on.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's what led to our problems here in America.
In this economy, though, five sandwiches for $5. That's...
No, I would like to see that coupon sheet now if they still do it, just to see what it was. You know, it used to five sandwiches for $5. What is it now, right?
You know, actually, if you're my mailman, don't give me that coupon sheet. I really need to stop eating out.
It's too tempting.
I really need to get back on a good diet plan. I've been talking about it for 2 years.
All right. We'll be back here tomorrow. Keep asking. Hey, I'm still looking. If you have the full recording of what we heard at the debate yesterday, you know, I'm...
Pretty wings, oh, pretty wings.
That sounds just like it.
I'd have to see if it sounds just like it. Let me know. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.